What's this from again?
Like every Vietnam movie.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're not in Vietnam, but, you know, it feels like we're sort of in guerrilla warfare at the moment.
We are. We're in guerrilla warfare with our own internet.
Yeah.
We're being let down by buffering.
Yep. Buffering has come and interjected themselves in a war that never should have been theirs, just like Vietnam with the Americans. But we won't be going down that path today.
I was not expecting this show to become a
political sort of history
lesson. Not even
political.
Well, just some sort of Vietnamese, you know, wartime reflection.
Back in there.
That's some if you know your history stuff.
Anyways, Twilight Football here on FNR Football Nation Radio. Nick and Ed here. Talking a little bit about the Euros. Been a fun tournament, I reckon, so far.
You've had fun?
I've had a lot of fun because being an Italian has been great so far. Already booked my spot for Ligon on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
For when they play Austria.
Whereabouts?
Cafe Notturno.
Whereabouts on Ligon?
Cafe Notturno, which is towards the city end. It is, you know where Argyle Square is?
No.
Okay. So, you know where the 7-Eleven is on the corner? You might have walked past
it. I think I've only been to Ligon Street once.
Hey, you were on Ligon Street on Saturday night.
I think
night.
That was the only time.
We are.
Should we tell that story?
No.
You were on Ligon Street having dinner.
I was.
And I was on Ligon Street. I was more in the Carlton area having dinner with my girlfriend and her family.
Mm.
We went up to Pippa Dippo.
No, Peter People.
Peter People. Oh, Peter People. No. And got a little ice cream, and you saw me walking past.
Yeah, so I was at King and Godfrey, which is the restaurant on the corner. I think it's Faraday Street and Ligon, right near Brunetti's, so crossroad from Brunetti's. And I was sitting sort of close to the window, which faces out onto the... obviously, where, you know, the corner of Faraday.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, I'm in conversation. I look behind and I see this really tall man. I'm like, he's really tall. Oh, my God, that's Ed.
That's the Ed man.
And I'm not going to include the other word I use in that sentence, but, you know, because it is 6:17 in maybe 4 hours' time for on air.
4 hours' time, yeah, we can throw a little.
Yeah. My God, that's bleeping Ed.
That's.
Yeah.
Ginormous Ed.
Yeah. And you walked past and I was like, oh, that's my mate Ed.
Mm.
And
what did you say after that?
Said he's an interesting character.
Interesting character,
not in a
ladies
bad
and gentlemen.
Way. I'm not saying interesting in a bad way. I'm saying interesting as in you'd love to have a chat to him. Interesting as in if you had a chat to him right now.
Like if you saw a man on the street wearing a funny hat and an oddly dirty jacket.
You'd say that's interesting.
That's an interesting one. I'd love to have a chat with that guy.
You're really taking this way out of context.
People in
right
the
now.
Twitch, is this a compliment? Is
it
this an
certainly
insult?
Is
this
compliment.
Even a backhanded insult?
It certainly is a compliment. It is 110% a compliment.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I saw you on Ligon. But yes, it's been a big few days of the Euros at the moment.
Yeah.
Ed, you know, because I want to ask you a question here in terms of you've lived in Europe and obviously you've got a European background. Are you actually getting behind anyone these Euros? Like, do you actually have a team?
I don't really care.
Really?
Yeah, don't really care too much. I think it's probably just because the basketball's also on. So my emotional...
Yeah.
Capacity is being filled by my love for Chris Paul and Giannis.
Yeah. Don't know about Giannis, but you know.
My heart did take a strike when the Utah Jazz were knocked out.
I remember messaging you on Saturday and I was like thinking, game seven, it's coming. You know, big lead at halftime. I got in the car and I went to my grandparents' house and I thought, they're home. Like, there's no point in me watching the rest of this game. They're home.
Yeah.
And I checked Twitter about, you know, half an hour later, 40 minutes later, and everyone's going, Terrence Mann. Terrence Mann is a god.
I wonder what that
I'm thinking,
could mean.
Oh, no. What? Like, what is Terrence Mann doing? Like, didn't realize Terrence Mann did that.
Terrence Mann was the man.
He's a bad man.
He stomped on me.
Yeah, he did. It's the extra N. It gives extra meaning.
Menonin.
He's a
Menonin.
He's a Menonin. He's a terrier. He's a Terrence.
Mm.
He just is a Terrence to the Utah Jazz,
and
they end obviously getting the win. So we missed some b-ball today, didn't we?
Yeah, but we did miss some b-ball. But we're going to make it up to you.
Yeah, because there was no playoffs today. So obviously, you know, people have missed their basketball fun. And right now, we are going to have our own NBA playoffs.
A little fun time. Have we got the green light? The green light is lit. And for those watching in the Twitch, please observe the excellent form that is about to...
Hang on.
Yeah, get something up here. Let's switch. Can we switch? Let's switch We'll switch cam and we'll go. There we go. Look at that. All right.
All right.
So what does Ed get? We'll each have one shot.
We're not going to be able to get this music up just yet because for some reason we're having some technical problems. Oh, there we go. Thanks for pressing a few buttons. Ed.
That's all. So that is really loud. What will Ed get? Should we wager something?
People in the Twitch. In.
From here, what's the wager? MVP. You're damn right, Tom. Thank you, man.
He's chanting MVP, and if you got the P, he went MVP.
MVP.
Now we're going to start the Giannis free throw chant if you don't put the shot
so
up
So we'll
soon.
Each have one shot.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you wager?
Well, let's start small for now.
Okay.
All right. So let's go with, a coffee first.
A café.
A café.
Okay. So whoever makes it, get a free coffee.
First one, but obviously if we both score, we both miss, it just keeps going.
Keeps going.
All right. Here we go.
Let's take the headphones off.
Yeah, you don't have the gravity pulling you down. Here we go. Cash.
That's cash money.
Where's the ball? Let's go get the ball, man.
Sorry, I'll put the ball under the table. Actually, I'm just going to watch it on the Twitch first, just to observe myself. Delightful ball.
I mean, if you're listening on the podcast right now, it is a free throw contest. And Ed, I can see the ball. Go get it. It's in the corner there. There you go. All right. All right. Now it's time to even ledger. Okay. Ready?
You're right there. That's the line. Money. Okay. All right. This must be so boring for anyone listening on the podcast.
And we go again. Oh, so Ed's missed.
He has to make this to lock in the cafe. Let's have a look. No, that's a brick. Okay, let's leave it.
Let's leave it. We'll come back to this later.
We'll come back to this. Thank you, Lucas, in the producer's room. Great stuff. That was really dynamic, wasn't it?
That was really fun. For those watching on Twitch, definitely. Not for those on the podcast who probably were like, what is going on right now?
You know what Tom called my form?
Cash. Effortless.
Effortless. Frictionless.
But he missed one as well.
It's bad how it looks.
Anyways, moving on, Ed.
Yep.
All right, I want to get your thoughts on this, all right? So today there was a bit of a, I wouldn't say a debacle, but it's been a bit of a debacle for the past week.
Because
we remember last week, a certain final was moved to Sydney.
See, I'm actually not fully wrapped around what happened here.
So, obviously the way that finals work, if you finish higher up the ladder in any sport, right?
Any sport.
You can be playing golf. You don't really go.
Unless you're the Detroit Pistons and you don't want to be playing in Detroit, which is probably fair enough.
You don't want to be playing at the, the Palace? It's called the Palace, something like that,
The Palace.
You know, if you're a basketball team, a footy team, football team, rugby team, croquet, polo. If you don't want to play at the Port Sea Polo and you'd rather play Mornington, I totally get it, all right? Lucky Flanagan, if you're listening, we know you play polo every week because you're from Mornington.
Must be very nice.
So what the goal is, obviously, is when you finish higher up the ladder, you earn home field advantage, and especially when you're playing 1v6. So obviously last week in the A-League, due to the COVID situation, Melbourne City's semi-final against MacArthur was moved to Sydney. And where are MacArthur? Where are they based? Geographically?
So, regionally? Sydney.
But they're in Sydney.
Right? In Sydney, yep.
Yeah. And, you know, where is Cogra?
Sydney, I'd say Sydney.
Yeah, so the game was played in Cogra, and it was a Melbourne City final. Very well at the same time, in regional Victoria, GMHBA Stadium and Mars Stadium could have fans. Wasn't used. They're like, nah, we're going to take this to Sydney. They got 2,000 people at the final. Don't tell me they wouldn't have had 7,000. That was the cap that they had, say, in
100%,
regional.
100%. You know how good that would have been for the West as well?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe Western United put up a bit of a stink. Because imagine if...
But that's just...
But imagine the amount of fans who are like, this is a great opportunity for us to go to our first game.
Maybe, but I mean, at the end of the day, it got moved to Sydney, and there are some people saying that the APL actually went for, you know, they tried to get to regionally, and then there was some backlash. I don't really understand
from who?
That.
Who,
I don't know.
Who does it was, the APL
it was, something
answer
was
to,
mentioned
though?
About something was mentioned about on the broadcast on Sunday. Anyways, so this week, the grand final, we found out like today has been rumblings like, yes, it's happening in Melbourne with 50% capacity, 15,000 at Amy Park. And then all of a sudden, all the articles about it were wiped very quickly.
Ooh, with the black lines through them.
So, I mean, I saw the articles.
You have inside.
Because I'm on Twitter. They're on Twitter for about 20 minutes. So, News Corp, they had an article up. ESPN put a graphic up about it.
Thanks,
it was
ESPN.
All confirmed.
Bleacher Report graphic of...
House of Highlights.
Yeah, House of Highlights. There was a picture of Jonathan Brown holding a Sharon at Amy Park
there was
saying,
a picture of
football taken over.
There was a picture of Jerry McLaren with like the LeBron James crowd on his head, you know.
Yeah,
like,
holding a finals MVP and the font,
There was a picture of basically Andrew Nabuu next to Harry Kuehl, and it's like, will he be able to live up to Harry Kuehl's legacy, like the LeBron MJ?
There was an FNR coming up graphic talking about it.
With the Langco Group signage on it as well.
Of course there is.
If you're looking for a civil engineer as well.
Special thing, not just one, whole team.
Whole team of civil engineers, just great gas.
11 men.
There was a picture of Bobo and Adam Lafondra basically walking up and saying his last dance, you know, and a picture of Steve Corica when they asked, are you the best A-League coach of all time? And he said, I took that personally, and that's why I got to the grand final. It was all happening. Anyways, this never happened. This is just us really going niche.
No, it did happen.
In your head it happened.
You know what I've been doing to freak people out?
What?
Actually, I don't think I will because I think it
let's just wait a second, all right? So, that never got confirmed, and we were supposed to find out today. It was said, by close of business on Tuesday, we should know where the grand final will be played.
CAB.
Yeah, CAB.
You know what I...
What's time now? It's 6:27.
That's AOB, after...
We are an hour and 27
after business. We are after our businessmen.
Yeah. Not in that way, but we are after hours businessmen.
What do you mean, not in that way?
Anyways. So basically, what happened is now we're still waiting.
Why are we waiting?
I don't know.
Why are we waiting?
Because there's now an article on the Herald Sun website saying that it's an AFL article. It's about the crowd cuts, crowd capacities at the footy this weekend, basically saying in the article that the A-League has gotten the go-ahead to have the final at Amy Park with 50%. But the A-League haven't confirmed it. The government said today it's too early to make a judgment.
Yeah.
So... where is this information coming from?
Well, as much as I trust with my entire heart the Herald Sun, maybe it's just whispers in the wind.
But they're not the only ones that have reported it.
Give me a reliable source.
ESPN.
Pretty reliable.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's something
to do with the A-League. Can I just say one thing to actually defend the Herald Sun in this one? Every single time they've said a lockdown's coming, they've been right.
I could say that. I could report the same thing.
Yeah, but you're not a news source, mate.
Well, if they were smart, they'd use me as well. I am a news source.
You haven't been watching basketball for long. Anyways.
I'm not old enough.
So basically what the goal is now is we're still waiting. We're potentially it's been moved to Sunday now instead of Saturday night to give them like an extra day.
That's random. But Sunday's...
But the good thing is, I reckon, about Sunday is right. So instead of... This was the reasoning behind it. So Saturday night, if they were going to play at Amy Park, across the road, Essendon's playing Melbourne, right? So you might lose fans going to Essendon versus Melbourne. Mm. Instead, you play it on a Sunday when they're not going to be competing against much, because at 4:40 that same time, just up here... Carlton's playing Adelaide, and who cares, Josh, about Carlton versus Adelaide, right?
Who cares, Josh, about Carlton versus Adelaide?
And they're potentially moving GWS Hawthorn to the MCG on Sunday because of COVID.
Blockbuster.
Again, who cares, Josh, about GWS versus Hawthorn? Because Hawthorn suck, and GWS have got no fans. It's basically like playing Western United versus Melbourne Victory. Well, actually, I shouldn't have said that, but anyways.
You can say that.
But yeah, essentially, right now, it's actually a decent move because it gives them an extra 24 hours. But we need to know. Like, we need to know because,
need to know. You need to make plans.
Yeah, because I have to know if I'm working that day. Mm. You know, a lot of other people have to make plans. Like, you know, logistically for the clubs, they're going to have to work out, do we get an extra day of training?
Yeah.
You know, for Sydney, when are we going to fly out? Because end of the day, Sydney's having a COVID outbreak. Like, they got to work out. We're coming soon.
10 cases today.
Yeah. And they're still allowing full capacity.
As you do.
Oh, Gladys.
Gladys.
Gladys, Gladys, Gladys. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a weird debacle. But you know what I mean? Just bloody play it here, mate.
Just play it here. We're the best city in the world.
We're clean, man.
We're so clean. We're clean.
Is your our premier's coming back to work the next day as well?
Is he back?
Dan's back on Monday.
That's so good.
I'm so excited. Like, I know it sounds like
I'm very excited for Dan to be back.
But for, you know, having I have nothing against James Molino. I think he's done a good job. But I've missed Dan.
Mm.
Yeah.
We've got a equally reliable source as the Herald Sun coming through in the Twitch chat. A stranger with no identity.
It's not Slimmy Sausage?
No, not Slimmy Sausage.
We're still waiting on who Slimmy Sausage is.
And we're still waiting to see. Got told today by a friend, double AP source, that the grand final is on Sunday. 50% capacity. Now, Thymus, I don't know who you are.
Thymus.
Matisse Thymus.
Reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself now. But you know what? If we can trust the Herald Sun, we can trust this Thymus. Man.
And if we can trust Tom 8678 said, well, that was harsh, Nick. True, but I'm one of the few fans. I think he was talking about being a GWS fan.
Ooh.
But I'm not wrong.
No, you aren't wrong.
I've got no fans.
I was looking at the member counts for the AFL because I was having a chat with my auntie.
Mm.
And we were talking about like Tasmania footy teams.
Which I think would be great.
Be wonderful.
Tassie team.
And she was like, oh, they'll just move North Melbourne down, won't they? I was like, how dare you?
I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Like, North Melbourne are just such a bunny. Like, they're just like, yeah, they anyone, just move North Melbourne.
No, but North Melbourne, honestly, one of the most wholesome, most well-run
clubs.
I'll say club and organization, not necessarily the football team.
The football team hasn't been relevant for 20 plus years, but that's okay.
Two prelims in a row. You know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. You beat Richmond in a final. It matters.
It does matter.
But anyways.
But the thing I was getting to, then my granddad chirped in and he said, look, they're no Brisbane.
What do you
mean? I was like, granddad, North Melbourne have more members than Brisbane this year. This year.
Yeah. Well, it's not surprising.
Is it because Brisbane's a fake city?
Well, it's because Brisbane don't care about footy. Like, that's why they call it the Barassi line, because Queensland and Sydney just do not care about footy. It's literally the southern states.
But, well, that's what I'm saying. Is if you're going to move a team down to Tasmania...
It should be the Gold Coast Suns.
Yes, yeah. It should be.
But we're not going to go...
But then the Gold Coast Suns CEO, president,
he whoever cracked
that, he's
it.
Probably doing multiple jobs.
No, he absolutely cracked it on Footy like, Classified last night.
AFL's not making enough money. Oh, blah, 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 blah. But making enough money.
You know what that sounds when you hear not making enough money? That just screams to me that he wants to make a Super League.
It certainly does sound. Imagine a Super League of this, right? Team. Gold Coast Suns, first inaugural outbreak team.
GWS.
The Darwin Dandelions. The Cairns Cobras. The
Townsville Tigers.
The Mount Gambier Giants.
The Ballarat Boomers.
Yeah. the Ararat Arthurs.
The Canberra Canopies.
Canberra Canopies,
The Newcastle.
The
Newcastle Knicks.
Newcastle Knicks.
The Central Coast.
The
Central Coast Mariners.
The Pacific Island Folk.
The Auckland Air Raiders.
Yep. The Wellington Wells.
The Dunedin Dingoes.
Owned by George Tanikin. And then, of course, the Tasmanian Jackaroos.
Isn't that the NBL team?
The
Jack Jumpers?
The Jack Jumpers.
Yeah. I think they're called the Jack Jumpers.
Painfully, painfully bad.
You know, you get a team finally in Tasmania, right? And you call them the Jack Jumpers.
You know what Tom suggested?
The Yabbies.
The Evoker Yabbies.
Yeah. Well, you know that Athos is actually going to be camping in with Reese this weekend.
Just the two of them?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
When
was this decided?
The other day. He told me yesterday.
Sorry, hold on.
Yeah.
Just Athos and Reese.
Yeah, because Reese is heading up to Evoker and said, Athos, you want to come down?
That's like a storyline you'd see on Breaking Bad between Hank and Badger. I can't imagine them hanging out.
It's not even Hank and Badger. That's like what's his name? Is it not Gretchen? What's his old business partner's name? Gretchen's the wife
of
the guy that owns that company. That remember when Walter White had that mate who wanted to pay for his cancer treatment, but he said no.
Mm.
And they were like,
yep.
It's like that guy
and
Hank.
Yeah, and Hank. Just
going camping.
Just really rogue.
Just one episode
linked
of their
together,
side story.
Linked
they
together,
go camping.
Do you not think that's a bit rogue?
He's a bit rogue. I wonder what Lucas thinks. Lucas, he's Athos's brother. And he's
Is that rogue, Lucas?
Give us a nod.
He's saying he doesn't know.
Yeah, because he's very rogue.
Yeah, this is bloody rogue. I wonder what they're going to talk about.
Yabbies.
I'm imagining a Donald, not Donald Duck. Who's the guy, the really rich duck?
Daffy.
Daffy Duck. Reese Man and Athos.
Oh, Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck.
Thank you.
Just, you know, swimming in yabbies. And they're all laughing to each other. And Athos is the one tweeting out saying, who's the yabby thief?
Yeah.
Who's the I'm investigating now. Who's the yabby thief?
You know one thing we never worked out, and we'll take a break in a second talking about yabby thief. We never worked out put the gum under the table.
Well, funny thing is, I'm chewing gum right now.
Yeah.
And I said to you before I came on air, I was like, I need to get rid of my gum. You know what I didn't do?
Put it under the table.
Didn't bloody stick it under the table, you bloody chewing gum merchant.
Mercenary.
Well, I'm so curious as to who it was.
It's been like 3 months now, and we still haven't
longer
found
than
out.
That.
It's been about four. Yeah, because that happened at the start of the year.
6 months.
No, it happened later. January, Fluke Ibaka was still here.
Mm.
I remember we even questioned
convenient
him.
Timing that he left.
Yeah.
It was put on pretty
but firm. But Tom Fluke Ibaka never chews gum.
Think about how firmly the gum was put on the table,
but
right?
Could you picture him with his Mercedes hat coming in here and
what
being
is this
like...
under the table?
Lando no, Norris is
what
going
is this
to...
under the table?
What?
You put gum on... No, I swear... No.
Hang on. And who stood there yesterday?
It's fresh, too. It's fresh.
Who stood there yesterday?
It was Josh because Lockie was paneling.
We're going to take a break. I need some air. I need some air. I need some air.